Once upon a time.
Oh, I know that one.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
They're only talking in the fish market this morning that you had got an electrician in just to change a light bulb.
Oh, I didn't do anything of the kind. Oh. I got the electrician in because you put a new plug on the iron and it went wrong.
Who's to say it went wrong? You enjoyed the music.
Eduardo, the greatest escapologist in the world.
Now it's Uncle Edward.
He was marvellous, wasn't he? Get out of chains, upside down, put him in a watertight box in the tent. Marvellous. Died of a broken heart. Yeah, he got his head stuck in the bed rails.
Well, that shouldn't have broken his heart.
Yeah, that didn't. It was having to send for the fire brigade to get him out.
Sorry, have you started?
Well, I've just done a duet on my own, that's all. Stuck up here like a ripe twit.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, but you see, I've got a dressing room, you know, right at the top of the theatre.
Well, I'm right at the top of the theatre, too.
Yeah, I know, but you don't have to knock on the fan light to be let in, do you?
It was you, was it?
Oh, well,
a lovely...
Can't we do it like this, then?
Like this? A romantic ballad? The Indian love call? You're dressed for any old iron. She is.
He was so inventive, and what a brain he had for sort of putting things together and making something a funny line. All the wonderful stuff he did with Hattie Jakes. What a pity a lot of young people will never have seen. He was a comedy genius as far as I'm concerned.
He really was the most delightful man, a very gentle man. An absolute genius, a comic genius. The business he could get out of a silly little moment in a play, he could find ways of getting, you know, a 10-minute laugh. He was an extraordinary talent.
For 25 years I was on the stage and I was deaf at the post and I didn't hear a laugh. I didn't hear a laugh for 25 years and then I got these. I realised I hadn't been getting any.